listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Hi, I'm Jorunn, here today with episode 17 of the podcast at Chrysalis Color, hair color for autumn coloring.
Hi, I'm Christine. We're going to follow the previous format with true, soft, and dark autumn, discussing natural and chemical color and colors to avoid. Thank you to Courtney St. John of Studio St. John in Massachusetts for more excellent advice and for a thorough how-to, step-by-step guide for dyeing your hair at home. We will link to Courtney's blog post at Chrysalis in the show notes. I think that following Courtney's DIY methods is probably the second best option to finding a stellar colorist.
Yes,
that's so true. It makes such a difference. What about color in general applies to all three autumns? So this includes hair, clothes, makeup, everything you buy. Your color answers are all in one place. The theory states that autumn color dimensions are warm, soft, and dark.
Regarding warm, true autumn and true spring are the warmest seasons. Autumn is warmed by gold, spring by yellow. Actually, they're both warmed by the warmest color, yellow, but adding red and black or brown to yellow make gold. So the warmth gets darker and softer.
Folks often write in to say, I can't tell if I'm warm or cool. Well, it's probably because, like 7 people in 10, you're a little bit of both. Most people are actually not fully warm or fully cool. They're a blend of warm and cool. If someone looks at you and pronounces you warm and cool, warm or cool, have a doubt. If they looked at your eyes and hair to make the decision, have an even bigger doubt. The warm-cool blends are called neutral seasons. And for autumn, they're called soft autumn and dark autumn.
Now, autumn has a fairly wide light to dark or value range, say pie crust to chocolate. Autumn color is delicious in a way. Well, not as delicious as spring.
Yeah, well, like depending on what you like to eat, yes.
Yeah. So, light beige to dark wood or pie crust and chocolate is how they wear black and white and express all the formality and self-awareness of being true to themselves. Black and white will look severe. They tell the world of a person who is abrupt and sharp when the experience of meeting them is peaceful and practical.
The darker colors are important, and with hair, easily forgotten. Keep a photograph of your 20-year-old self tucked into the edge of your mirror, or a photograph from before you began dyeing, if you did. Don't go darker and not much lighter. We'll talk about hair that is warm enough and dark enough. Both of these met with gold instead of yellow, rust rather than red, and brown to darken rather than blue or purple. Also important for autumn, there's a softness to the darkness. Even in dark autumn, which is the true autumn season mixed with true winter, colors might be rich or spicy, but there's always a naturalness, a color you'd find among plants or natural gemstones as opposed to man-made colors. Say a little dullness, asking you to picture turmeric, chili, and wasabi as being a little dull compared to dandelion, maraschino cherry, or lime. Dull does not mean colorless, and soft does not mean gray or wimpy. It's just a little dial back of a certain effect that happens when the season's color qualities mix.
Let's see. We talked about warmth, darkness, or value in color terms, and softness, and that's the same as saturation and chroma. What else to keep in mind?
3D light. That's what you keep in mind. Three-dimensional light. The near, middle, far concept is fundamental to autumn appearance. This is why contouring in makeup is phenomenal. Three-dimensional jewelry can be great. It could be a smooth, shiny gemstone, but it might have rounded edges or a tree ring design. Same thing with textured fabrics. They are so at home on autumns.
Yeah, I like what you just said there, Christine. Autumn landscape needs the depth of field to be in focus. And the autumn face needs that also. And without it, shape becomes flat in hair and face.
Yeah, you know, Maureen, my greatest motivation is wanting people to know that they have another choice in appearance. So for this show, I looked for information on warm and cool hair and skin tone, and I found the usual selection of conflicting advice that people have to sift through. So I'll throw my opinion into the mix. Do what nature does. Match the warmth of hair to the warmth of skin. Are you a neutral warm autumn or a fully warm one? A color analysis will give you that information.
I love that you're bringing up motivation. What we're really in this for? My motivation is wanting people to be confident and comfortable in their own skin. But I digress. I'll get off my soapbox. Back to you again, Christine. You were talking about autumn hair needing to have the same level of warmth as the skin. There are so many ways that the correct hair color can adjust and normalize how skin looks, right?
It absolutely does. It's the hat that you wear every single day, and it frames your face. Now, redness, ruddy skin, freckles, rosacea, different skin color from face to neck, that can happen in any season. Hair color, in alignment with your own coloring, will tone or normalize them. On the other hand, warm hair with cool skin, well, that can have skin looking like a patchy sunburn. Cool hair with warm skin, that looks like a tired person with washed out hair, instead of the glowing, gorgeous beauty that autumn is capable of. So let's get into the seasons. Let's start with true autumn, natural hair color. I would say medium to medium dark brown. Maybe a more picturesque analogy, medium chestnut to gingerbread. Red is entirely possible in childhood, then often replaced in warm brown. And in adults, which I often see in men, there may be a little bit more red hair. I've never collected data on this, but it's the same as I have this impression that I see true seasons more often in men, but it really is an anecdotal observation.
Well, purely anecdotal, but really interesting. So what is warm brown or cool brown? I would say warm is golden to red and cool is blue to pink, coordinated with the same tones in skin. Wouldn't you say so, Christine?
Yep, that sounds just right. And for listeners, I pinned a chart of cool and warm brown hair colors in the True Autumn Pinterest board. We'll put a link for that in the show notes.
Yep, really worth having a look at. Olive skin tones can be either warm or cool, depending on other qualities of the color, which we can't forget about. Autumn and winter both have a version of olive. Hair is the same. Green tones can be observed in warm or cool hair. Red can also be warm or cool. Rust and auburn can all sometimes be found in autumn. And we also see images where these colors have been intensified to the point that you'd know they're not natural. Add enough saturated red or blue and you're into winter. Great makeup if we can bring makeup into this again. Great makeup is knowing what you are and adding more. Example, blush in your own version of red. Hair texture, that's also yours for a reason. If it's wavy, add a little more wave.
Anyone remember perms for pin straight hair? And I got pin straight hair and I remember perms. Could I have moved further from myself if I had tried?
Well, I had straight hair and I permed it curly. And it looked ridiculous, completely.
I looked ridiculous, yes.
And I thought I looked fabulous. That's the
story. It's a funny thing.
Remember, thinking I looked lovely, and I look at the pictures now and I cringe.
It's like we're wearing somebody else's hair. Very odd. Yeah, I know.
Yes. And we were in a way.
Yes, but we've moved past that, right? We now allow ourselves to be so ourselves.
Yes.
The relief.
Finally.
Undescribable. And we look good, Joren. We look good.
Oh, yes, don't we though? We look fantastic. No, yes. But it's a pity that it took me like almost 50 years before
I know.
Anyway, let's let bygones be bygones and celebrate the fact that we actually are comfortable in our own skin and hair.
You bet. More than I have ever been. Well, we should do a show about that, you know, because you and I love talking about that. And I think it's what we most want to share with our listeners is that you can accept and feel grateful and good in who you came here to be. But it's a bit of a journey, isn't it?
I know, but isn't this what, if we go to the bull's eye of why we're doing this, this is what color analysis is all about.
This is
what we want for our clients.
Yeah.
When you walk out and you're finished with a color analysis, you're one step closer to being comfortable in your own skin.
I think it's true. I did a personality test with someone recently who said, I think it was called the DISC, D-I-S-C analysis, who said from the results, my inside is and my outside are compatible or aligned with one another. I see myself the way others see me. And I said, you know, I didn't always. I don't know if I wasn't born that way. And what brought that into my life was color. Would I have come upon it through some other path at that age? Well, I don't know. I might have. But anyhow, our favorite topic, our listeners can tell, you and I can talk about this for hours.
Yes. This will be our next podcast.
Yes.
Life and the Universe, as seen by Christine and Joren.
Maybe a New Year's episode.
Yes. Turning over a new leaf. Let's make a note of that. Christine, you're good at taking notes. Write that down.
That's right. I've got a calendar like a Fitbit. Yes.
Well, there we go. And now back to autumn hair color. And we were on the topic a long time ago. We were on the topic of hair texture. And we need to talk about autumn hair texture because it relates to the three-dimensional light and near middle far landscape. Hair might be textured, straight, or in between, like any season. If hair is textured here in autumn, leave it. It works beautifully with texture in clothing, which is so important for autumns. Too much flat shine can look oily or unnatural, like a wig. Too big a space between it and you, and people perceive that gap. They see it. When we make big departures away from ourselves, people notice. If it's straight, add some shine, looking for that glowing ember effect. If you intensify shine, be cautious about intensifying color too, or it might go back to looking artificial, which we don't want.
No. You know, something I see often, maybe this is one of autumn's version of how to look a bit dated or outdated, and every season has them, is an autumn woman with blonde highlights. So her natural hair color is medium dark brown. She's put in blonde highlights and she straightened her hair and she's cut it in a blunt straight style. Well, this woman also happens to have A natural type of face, strong bones and brows, a little asymmetry maybe, as most of us have. If the hair is also parted in a geometric, linear way, like a straight line, my goodness, the departures from herself are accumulating. Now, if a few wonderful decisions began piling up, say a less defined part, less straight edge, her natural brown hair, something close to the brows maybe, with dark honey highlights instead of cool blonde or ash blonde, allowing her natural wave with some touches of luster, the freedom of moving and breathing would feel like such a relief. Hair that has been straitjacketed for too long, you know, and her friends would see her new hair and they would say, never change it again.
I'm sure. So, Christine, what about chemical color for true autumn? I imagine highlights not any lighter than amaretto liqueur.
That's about right. Not too much lighter than the natural color. We're trying to add warmth here, not lightness. What works in clothing and accessories works in hair. Tortoise shell. Eyeglass frames that go with the hair and wow. You know, where Google serves up the most basic version of an idea or answer to a question, Pinterest serves us the most beautiful one. If you search tortoise shell hair on Pinterest and be selective about which looks close to your natural base color and like it would have grown by itself or could have on you, never mind the models, they're rarely autumns. And I did pin an example of a color to the True Autumn board to show you linked in the show notes.
There's often going to be a match between colors in eyes, brows, and hair. And use those colors to choose highlights, eyeliner, eyeshadow, when it seems appropriate. Some true autumns have warm, light medium green eyes, and you don't want green hair, save that for clothing or eyeshadow accent. But there may be some orange in an eye if you look closely, and that might make a great highlight or a blush.
Because the colors are softened, and autumns wear color so well, red in hair and lips, and green in eyeshadow, and color in clothes, it looks better and better where it might be too much color on a winter. It just becomes more glorious, like that famous October forest on the hillside that our eyes drink in. Nobody wants any color taken away from that. Whereas if you add color to winter landscapes, it becomes too much color too fast. As long as the colors stay in their season family and context, you could add all you want. In clothing, a lot of neutrals is fine, but there's so much more life than that to express. Again, it's almost the reverse of winter, who just looks amazing in a lot of neutral with only one or two bold colors. So yeah, amaretto, a golden bronze highlight. Find your natural color or darkness level as it appears in the palette, meaning your season palette. Match it to the hair color chart in the Pinterest board. Stay in the warms and move a little lighter, still with a color that could belong in the palette. Too cool and the hair is going to look gray. And mauve, pink, cherry, and wine, again, they will not belong. Keep some low lights for the darkness, never darker than your natural base color for anyone. And to create the perception of depth of three dimensions of rounded objects, we said in the winter show that highlights on autumns can look disorganized or interruptive rather than streamlining with the woman. And that's true if they're too light for the base color. But gradation of light to create depth is fantastic. Single color can be fine too. I think we've said that in other shows. Just don't go too light or beige overall. For most true autumns, toffee overall might be too light, closer to the crust of a whole wheat or dark rye bread or your 20-year-old color, or between that and the present eyebrows, understanding that eyebrows are rarely exactly the same as hair, just look for compatible darkness so that neither the hair nor the brows would catch someone's attention as being different.
Yes, there's that softness. Remember to go dark enough. Keep highlights dark enough. What was that thing you said earlier? Honey something?
Golden bronze, dark honey.
Yes, highlights in that. It just brings up such nice images in my head.
Gorgeous.
The same with red. Go dark and warm enough. Otherwise, the color may look like pink rust, meaning overbleached. Too light hair, too light lips, and next to the rich wealth of this coloring of autumn, it looks faded and tired. Put the words rich, dimensional, late afternoon, and luxurious in front of the colorist, not bright, happy, bouncy, light, sunny, or summertime. They need to picture old gold, bronze, and rust, not so much apricot, blonde wood, or light honey. Colorists have the technical expertise to achieve this, and you, as a client, can't. You have to know what color you want, and the colorist needs your descriptions. Don't just let them give you golden blonde. It's not going to be rich and deep enough. And keep lots of the natural color visible as a reference point. Like cosmetics, hair dye can do things that human pigments can't. Don't, wouldn't, or shouldn't. The natural color is usually warm, medium dark brown. To look natural, highlights should be about level with the natural color, not too light or bright.
Yep, that summarizes it well. Red, as rust variations, can be gorgeous on autumns. The natural coloring, they're often freckled or they have these russet tones in the eyes. And you're looking for those dark, slightly burnt, maybe oranges, medium to deep copper. You're not looking for Ed Sheeran light apricot or carrot yellow orange hair. Colors to avoid for true autumn. Well, we've said it, I think. Variations of beach blonde, too yellow, the Hollywood effect, keep it dark enough. There's the ash blonde woman we mentioned earlier with the straightened hair. This is common for autumn, and just changing that hair to buckwheat honey really would make a world of improvement in her appearance. Avoiding intensity of color. One color and solid single color, that's not the same thing. Intensity is the sense of hair looking overpigmented for the picture, whereas one color is just uniform color throughout. So just keep it soft enough. Don't make color become very concentrated. Amber might sound warm, but it's usually too saturated and too light. You want that softness for your hair to look like yours. In the family of cherry or copper that's too intense, this becomes hair color for the bright seasons, if anyone. Most autumns have a very good natural sense of this. They rarely overdo hair color.
Which is good for them, right? So on to soft autumn, the natural hair color of soft autumn. This hair is like velvet and smoke, like the felt of deer antlers. The subtle natural highlights, the soft brown intensifies the eyes, the beautiful shape of the eyebrows when they mesh with the hair, how lipstick can glow and create the most beautiful lip outline, some kind of ultimate magic that can do all this in the background. The colors are not on our radar the way winter colors are, and that's part of their power. Soft autumn is one of autumn's neutral seasons, as we mentioned at the beginning of this show. They're not fully warm. When they wear too warm, it looks overheated. This is warm to neutral, and you'll find colors on both sides of the range or in the center. Some have brown hair that's warmer, darker, or both, while others have more neutral mocha brown hair. They're both perfect with the clothing and cosmetics, can wear both neutral and warmer sides of the colors for clothing and for cosmetics. A bit of experimentation within the nicely narrowed range that season offers will soon find a warmth, darkness, and application type that you feel well wearing. We can say a lot about soft autumn hair, but the word we never want to use is mousy. Your hair is not mousy.
Oh, and I am a firm believer, and I know you are too, Yaron. There is no such thing as mousy hair, but there certainly is such a thing as hair surrounded by foreign outsider different colors. It'll look plenty washed out then. But this woman is often compelled to color her hair, the soft autumn woman. Melting and mellow are the feelings for soft autumn, the power of energy that is comforting, sustaining, reassuring. Believe in that beauty, none of which describes plastic or hair dye. Toasty, that's a true autumn feeling. Roasting or sizzling, those are dark autumn feelings. Now, what about chemical color for soft autumn? Darkness, we've said that matters for all autumns, but this is the sunnier or lighter autumn. Soft gold and darker butterscotch, that's about how they would do sunny. Hair frames the face, and when hair is too light, what'll happen is that brows suddenly start looking too dark, losing the outer half of the brow as part of the loss of the facial contours. So what this means is you can't tell where the face ends and the hair starts, and the outer edges of the face that define and slenderize the face, you can't see them. It's sort of lost in this blonde. Well, you don't want that. Brows add architecture to the face and strength to the presence. Fading brows, well, it's aging, you know, not in a good way. I mean, I'm all for aging as security, wisdom, stability, which autumns radiate just by their own colors. Brows, they frame the eyes above the way the cheekbones do below. And bone structure, we've said, enormously important for autumn. One of the first things to go when they wear other season colors. Soft autumn women, very likely to dye their hair blonde. They sense their lightness. They know their light, kind of the way bright winters do. But they overlighten and they overbrighten. Sure, there's yellow in the palette. But in hair, it would be mixed in with the many browns, warm and cool, the old golds, the soft toffees. So you wouldn't have hair overall that's that light. And then when the hair becomes too light, well, we said the hair, the skin become the same color. Can't tell the edges of the face. Lips become hard to see. The features are hard to see. Words may seem harder to tell apart, which is really important information for people who speak to others, either from close up or from a distance in their careers. The body language of the face, it's huge, it's subtle, and what'll happen is it'll become diluted.
In some seasons, usually lights or maybe true spring sometimes, hair and skin of similar color can work. Otherwise, we're looking at green leaves against green bark. It's not anything or nothing we recognize as how things work. One of them might as well not be there because chemical pigments in dye always win over natural human colors. The face blends into the general blonde fog. Hollywood has makeup and lighting tricks to normalize what we see, but that's another world. It doesn't apply to our everyday lives. Hollywood lives live by their own rules in many ways. Let's not pretend like it's not pretend. Leaves glow green because the bark is gray and the sky is blue or silver. What are we going to do about it? One, stay dark enough. Dark enough that your brow color is easily visible in your hair. The appearance connects back together. Allow the natural softness, probably meaning ash in hair color jargon, to keep hair quiet and less noticeable than eye color. For everyone, look at your hair color with your palette or clothing. This is what the rest of us see. They should look wonderful and better for being together. If the palette is changing or falling behind, or the clothing doesn't look easy and normal, the hair color should be reconsidered.
Yeah, I'm thinking about ash and just wanting to specify for listeners that ash is also kind of a cool light to medium brown. And so you'll be mixing it with, you want that softening graying effect, but not so much that it cools off the warmth of the hair color. And I would think this is something that would be done by a colorist, these kinds of mixtures. Would you agree, Joren?
Yes, or it will be done by nature when your hair silvers, because then it'll bring in that silvery ash.
True.
In a natural way.
True enough, yep. So let your silver come in on its own. Velvet, smoke, soft pewter. It gets better and better. With this pandemic, a good friend is letting her silver come in. It is so good. Peaceful, perfect. The pressure of dye comes off. Soft seasons, they're not pressurized. She looks elegant, strong, confident, very much a modern woman. And she has a streak of silver hair coming in just at the part. And it adds thousands of dollars to how expensive she looks. It looks so artistic and creative. Other hair that I thought was really nice example of soft autumn hair was Lady Gaga's hair color at the end of A Star is Born, the movie that she made with, I think his name's Bradley Cooper. It was dark enough, but it was not super dark. It was one color, but a little bit of dimensionality in there, some lighter threads. Shiny, but in a lustrous way. It was lovely. Did you see it, Joren?
Yes. Oh, I loved that movie. And I loved seeing Lady Gaga that way. It was completely a shock to me in a positive way. She kind of looked like a real person.
Didn't she? Someone that we seldom see looking that way. And then you lose track of the fact that she's a private individual. She could just be a woman in our neighborhood. And that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was lovely. And such a good movie.
Good movie. It really was. So to avoid for soft autumn, are we saying the same thing for all the seasons?
It's blonde.
Here it is again, blonde, too light, yellow, or bright. Too much anything. Soft seasons are not about extremes. They can express business, formal wear, resort, holiday wear, summertime lipstick, and they do it all with their soft, mellow colors. Harmony is a relationship, you and your colors. You and your clothes, you and your makeup. Are we on to dark autumn, Joren?
Yes, indeed. We are so on to dark autumn. Let's talk about the natural hair of dark autumn. This is the autumn colored person with a little winter thrown in, warm and tending to neutral as winter cools things a bit. Dark, like November days, just before the winter arrives. Natural hair color is roasted coffee beans, from medium dark brown all the way to black brown or black, sometimes even with a blue tinge. Usually in people of darker complexions, this happens. And eyes may be black and they're still dark autumn, not dark winter or true winter.
Yep, I agree. Dark autumns that I've seen belong in this range. Natural red tones could easily happen here, as well as variations of auburn. And I've seen those extremely black eyes and hair, but generally it's been people of darker complexions. Also, I pinned some earrings and vests from current retail to all 12 season Pinterest boards recently. Link for that in the show notes. You'll find the others I've linked True Autumn in the show notes, rather, and you'll find the links for the others by searching 12 Blueprints at Pinterest. Once you know your season, well, the colors of the season apply to everything, and you'll find quite a few hair color options in each of the season boards. As you also look through the apparel, you can see the cool, warm, light, dark ranges come to life in real textiles, along with rich, spicy colors and how they might look in textured, matte, smooth, satin fabrics and hair. So you could bring your colorist a piece of fabric or fur or a photograph, and just to illustrate what it is that you'd like in your hair color. Chemical color for dark autumn, auburn, rich russet. It's not violet or cherry. Warm burgundy, I think, would be the coolest that you'd go. As the brightest of the autumn three, color can have some intensity with a range related to lifestyle. The actor Eva Mendes might be an example of a dark autumn who can wear intensity of color, has an age and a lifestyle that support the effect, and it looks entirely convincing and elegant on her. I don't know her season, just saying she wears dark autumn as a united look really well, makes sense of the warmth, and is colorful to look at. She wears a lot of color. Winter people are funny in a way. They're kind of uncolorful to look at. They're uneventful color-wise. And then you see them in their season colors and it's kind of, whoa, where did you come from? And then you put a little makeup on them and it's, I did not see this coming when you walked in the door. Winters can go miles and miles in their appearance when they wear their own colors. Dark autumn can fall into this group as well. And many dark autumns are on the border between autumn and winter. You'd need a color analysis to sort it out. Something I like on dark autumn is dark base in a single color from roots to, say, eyebrow, maybe top of the ears, lower if the hair is longer. So let's say the lower 2 inches, if the hair is 8 inches long, has a rich auburn balayage. I just think that looks really hip, really modern, but you don't have the upkeep problems. Another dark autumn that Courtney knows has tried to retain the blonde shade that she remembers from childhood, has her own hair turned gray. She has a Catherine Deneuve look to her overall coloring, quite lovely, but the chunks of blonde detract from her eye color. In her case, the cautionary advice is retain some of the magical dark undertones that showed up naturally in your 30s. Avoid the yellows and oranges in those large nostalgic blocks that you're remembering from childhood or the 60s. Subtle blonde strands in a variety of dark light shades will work better against a darker base. And remember, even if the box says not to wash the hair, wash it anyhow. To stop the process, you need a little dullness. You do not want overly intense color. And as we've said in other shows, leave a little silver at the root. It looks normal and natural. What to avoid in dark autumn? You know, when they're in blonde, when they wear blonde hair, what comes into my mind is an unstoppable force, the blonde, meeting an immovable object. Because once you're a dark autumn, you're always a dark autumn. Avoid overcooling, too blue. It becomes dark, it becomes intense. This woman senses the winter side and she knows that darkness works. And it does. But blue darkness, meaning cool, doesn't. All three color dimensions are important. It's like putting together a 3D puzzle. How dark, how warm, and how bright. Dark autumn is warm darkness. So bronzed blacks, unless blue black was part of your appearance throughout your life from 20 onwards, but oh boy, I'd be cautious with that hair color in maturity. I would think about even a black brown or a very dark chocolate brown. Depends on the person, I guess. Eh, Yaren?
Yes. Yes, indeed. I was beginning to wondering if you forgot I was here. So my turn to talk. Yay. How about... We bring in silver here because no matter what happens, we will get older and dark autumns will silver too. And you know, this looks better than you realize. Soft autumns, as we said, there's no problem with adding soft silver to velvet and smoke. Silver jewelry picks up the silver highlights. Gold jewelry makes the hair look clean and full. Clothing colors give the hair lots of pigment. Silver hair is the time to wear your colors, but especially for the soft seasons who want hair with plenty of life and energy. True autumn in their silver hair are the embodiment of wealth, like they just stepped off a cruise ship. They look rested, strong, and successful. They often, quite often, I would say, color their hair well into their mature years. Your season stays the same over your life, and the dye remains quite warm, perhaps a touch lighter than when you were, say, 20.
Mm-hmm. Dark autumn in silver hair reminds me of people in politics. With years of wisdom and authority under their belt, I think of Supreme Court justices, advisors in high political positions, absolutely gorgeous with the warm eyes, the spiced cosmetics, the powerful clothing colors. Well, I think that's it for us for this week, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for being with us through the hair shows. We will be back in 2 weeks with all new topics.
Yes, and it's a surprise.
Yep. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.